You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Okay, a little more on shopping, because as I believe we've mentioned, Black Friday. Last year, at this time, retailers had just started to switch from swipe cards to chip-based credit cards. It was a hassle. This year, the chip readers are much more widespread, a little more established, but are they making our shopping more secure? Marketplace's Annie Baxter has a look.
Chip cards make it a lot harder for cyber criminals to steal your payment information from the physical point of sale. But
as it gets harder to perpetrate fraud in the stores, it's still easy to do it online.
Aviva Leighton is a cybersecurity expert at Gartner. She says cyber thieves can access your credit card number and the little CVV security code you find on the back because that's all stored in databases, which are hackable.
If you think about how many places you can pay your bill online, your utility bill, your insurance bill, that data is usually stored and it's sold in the black market.
Leighton says in Europe, where chip cards have existed for a long time, credit card fraud has largely migrated online. Experts predict the same thing will happen here. Oberther Technologies is one of the companies trying to address the problem. It manufactures a battery-powered chip card. Oberther's Martin Ferenzi says the security code on the back changes throughout the day.
That code changes every hour, allowing to provide a specific level of security for online transactions.
Ferenzi sent me a sample card to check out. Okay, the code on this right now is 439. An hour later, it had changed. Okay, the code is now 403. Those battery-powered cards are costlier, though, and some critics charge that card issuers are unwilling to spend extra to prevent online fraud. That's because they're not on the hook for the costs. The online merchants typically are. But Al Pasquale at Javelin Strategy and Research says the major card issuers have been developing some digital payment programs with added security.
A good example of what that may look like is MasterCard's identity check. That allows customers to prove their identity using either facial recognition, you know, everyone's called it selfie pay, or using a fingerprint scan.
But cyber thieves may figure out how to game the system no matter what, says cybersecurity expert Bruce Schneier.
Criminals are extraordinarily adaptive. They will adapt to whatever environment we give them.
Schneier adds consumers shouldn't fret about all this too much, though. He says check your statements for credit card fraud, but know that you're not the one liable for it. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.